Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We have a really interesting show for you today. We're going to open up by talking with Annette Olson with United Way of Yavapai County and all the great things they do for our people in this area. And then after the news break, bring in author Dennis Royalty from our friends with the Professional Writers of Prescott. They have their monthly meeting this evening at the Prescott Library. And speaking of the Prescott Library and the Professional Writers of Prescott, Dennis and I will be talking about a seminar coming up with short story writers, those who have been published, for those who would like to be published, especially if you're writing short stories. So some really interesting stuff coming your way on today's Q&A. Hey, Bill Firebend will be giving a talk on the Vulture Mine in Wickenburg tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Crystal Room at the Prescott Valley Library. This will be a non-technical talk for the regular person to show how the geology set the stage for the long history of the Wickenburg Mine. Also, the historical characters involved, how mining technology changed over that time, and how the Vulture Mine has left its mark on Arizona. That is tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Crystal Room at the Prescott Valley Library. Go to PVLIB, that's Prescott Valley Library, PVLIB.net for more information. Well, we discovered last night that, you know, we in Arizona are a forgiving people, but not if you're a head coach of a pro sports team that's not winning. Just months after the Arizona Cardinals fired Steve Wilks, after just one season, the Phoenix Suns fired their head coach after only one season, and of course, only 19 wins. That really doesn't cut it in the NBA. The good news is the Diamondbacks are in Pittsburgh for another late afternoon game. First pitch today at 4:05. Same thing tomorrow. So no talk of the town tomorrow, today or tomorrow on KQ&A. Then Thursday morning, we have breakfast baseball with the pregame show from Pittsburgh right here on KQ&A at 9 o'clock. The first pitch from PNC Park Thursday at 9:35. What a game last night. The Pirates starting pitcher Joe Musgrove held the D-backs at bay for almost 7 innings. Then the D-backs just feasted on the Pirates' bullpen. They scored 11 runs in the final 3 innings. And how about Christian Walker, the first baseman who took over when Jake Lamb got hurt? You know, he showed some pop in his bat in very few appearances last year. Well, he continues to be a late-inning monster. He homered again in that big 7th inning last night, a moonshot to right field. I'm pretty sure all of his homers this season, or this month, have come in the 7th inning or later. Well, compare that to the defending MVP of the National League, Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers. He already has 29 RBIs this month at home. 29 RBIs at home. And this is only, what, the 23rd of April? But he only has 2 RBIs on the road. Imagine that. Well, we're going to talk to Annette Olson. She is waiting in the bullpen, ready to step in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Extravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to game. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Experience unparalleled beauty as you soar through the sky above Sedona. Guidance Air will take you on a breathtaking helicopter tour over the beautiful red rock formations of the Grand Canyon, Secret Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend. Want something a little more cozy? Enjoy an exclusive private couples tour, which includes a romantic sunset flight and dinner at the award-winning Mesa Grill. Their professionals and experienced staff will help you fulfill a definite bucket list item and is the number one outdoor activity in Sedona by TripAdvisor. For more information, visit GuidanceAir.com or call 351-1000.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 208. We are with Annette Olson with United Way of Yavapai County. Annette, I'm dating myself by saying this, but at my very first, this is how old I am. At my very first real job, I was giving with payroll deduction to the United Fund.
Okay.
That's how far back I go. Now, how long has the United Way been in Yavapai County?
We're a franchise of United Way Worldwide, and this franchise opened here in Yavapai County in 1987, mm-hmm. So we've been here for 32 years.
How long have you been associated with United Way?
I've been the director for 3 years now.
What got you involved in that?
I've been in nonprofit management for 25 years, and mm-hmm. I love United Way because it brings all the nonprofits together.
You are kind of the hub in, or the hub for the spokes in the wheel, aren't you?
We are. We potentially could work with all not 1,500 registered nonprofits in Yavapai County, but they do have to fall into certain categories in order to receive funding from United Way.
So what area does the United Way cover here in Yavapai County?
We do cover the whole county. So we are located in downtown Prescott, but we work from Baghdad to Sedona and from Ash Fork all the way south to our southern border.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of programs are you involved in that you fund?
Well, those categories that I was mentioning earlier are health, education, and income. And so we aim to reduce poverty in our communities. When we go to grant money to our program partners, they must fall in either health, education, or income, otherwise known as financial stability. So those programs are including things like after-school programs, STEM and STEAM programs, teen leadership, mentoring, and internships for kids. Our health programs include things like food supply, transportation for homebound people to access health care and food. And our financial stability or income programs are about workforce development. And one really good example you may have seen, there was a lot of great press about the workforce boot camp we did with the Yavapai County Contractors Association.
Oh.
And that was a fabulous program.
And Sandy Griffiths, thank you very much. You know, that is such an important thing here because we've got so many jobs begging for people. We have so many skilled tradesmen in this area, but we've been talking about this for a long time. Even with educators, you know, college and university and white-collar careers are not for everybody. And, you know, by keeping people in this area, we keep that talent, that energy, and the money they earn and the tax dollars they generate right here in this area, don't we?
Absolutely. We have a lot of job openings in that industry right now, and there are so many trades that are looking for people. So it was a perfect match between unemployed and seeking, those seeking employment with the employers who came in and taught some of the classes. So it was a really great match. And in addition to that, NACOG, Northern Arizona Council on Governments, also partnered with us, and they provided job training dollars for when people were placed. So it was just a beautiful marriage of organizations, and it really turned out great.
Yeah, that's a win-win for everybody. Now, you mentioned STEM and STEAM courses, things like this. Those things didn't even exist 25 years ago when you first got involved in this profession, correct?
Correct. That's true. And these are the jobs of the future.
Yeah.
That's really what employers...
And they're also good-paying jobs and very secure jobs of the future, because we don't want everybody going into, and there's nothing wrong with hospitality and retail jobs, but if you want to support a family, you got to aim a little higher, don't you?
Well, there'll just be a lot of employability in the future with science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So
it's such a great field. And the greatest thing about it, and I enjoy this so much, we get so many more women now interested in doing those things.
That's true. I think the after-school programs help with that. We're working with kids.
So tell me about your fundraising events.
Well, we only burden you all with one every year, but it's really fun.
It's a burden.
Look
at the results.
In September, we do our annual kickoff event, and that is to start our annual giving season. Mm-hmm. So we have it at the Montezuma at the Holiday Courtyard, and this year it'll be on September 26th. We have our top donors awarded, and we have some of our programs come and talk about their services that they're using United Way funding for. So we bring together the donors and the programs. It's pretty special. And we have the Cheektones play, and they're amazing.
You had to say the Cheektones because my favorite listener is at home right now, and just the moment you said Cheektones, she's jumping up and down. Oh, my goodness. We see the Cheektones every chance we get.
We'll see you there then, won't we?
Yep.
5 o'clock.
You bet.
On the 26th.
You bet. Don Cheek, hello. How are you? Oh, boy.
I love it because I'll look out in the audience and I'll say, no, I don't know those people. And I'll say, Annette, they're not here for you. They're here for the Cheektones.
Yeah, that's right. No, we see them every chance we get. What a great way to draw some people to a nice event, really.
Well, we have some wonderful sponsors for that event. Finley Toyota, Freeport MacMoran Mine, APS and National Bank of Arizona are making that all possible. So we thank our major sponsors.
And not only do you have great sponsors involved with this, but you've got some partner agencies and their programs that benefit so much from this. You've got grant funding involved with this. Tell us about some of the people that you share who are your partner agencies.
Well, they're all wonderful, and we do two grant cycles a year. So right now, our partners, we have about 25 of them, and that includes organizations like Catholic Charities, a teen leadership program, Coalition for Compassion and Justice is doing the employment readiness day labor program. Old Town Mission is going to work on food distribution in the Verde Valley. People Who Care is the program that work with Homebound, not only for safety issues to have them remain home safe, but also transportation and chores so they're able to get to their medical services. Prescott Area Shelter Services does case management.
Hi, Katie.
Yes, hi, Katie.
And Carmen.
They do case management for women and children who are homeless and in their shelter to help them get stable again. So Launchpad Teen Center is going to be doing
a
coffee shop in their new facility that is a social enterprise program that we're funding to help not only a revenue stream for the Launchpad, but also job training for the kids.
Boy, those are just such great programs. Don't you find it wonderful in this area we have so many people who thought they were retired when they moved here, and now they get involved in nonprofits and charities, and they stay just as busy as when they were employed?
Lucky for us, that's our board of directors.
No kidding. Isn't that wonderful how it works?
Uh-huh, it's true.
Now, let me ask you this, because we know people like to donate money when they can, but you also can use some donated items. Now, what kind of items can you use for your event?
Well, our fundraising event does have a silent auction and raffle, too. Mm-hmm. So we would love to have things like wine baskets that are always great auction items. But we're also looking for some more experience-type things this year. So maybe golfing or zip lines or skiing, travel, hotel, airfare.
Well, that always draws people. Sure. Now, how can people give money to the United Way? See, it used to be, you know, when I was a younger man, it used to be you would automatically give at work through payroll deduction. Is that still commonly done?
That's our primary givers right now. Okay. Yes, your neighbor over here, Costco, is one of those.
Oh, good.
Giving
that, they are a good neighbor, too.
They're awesome, yes. Freeport-McMoRan Mine, APS, and Northern National Bank of Arizona, the town of Prescott Valley, a lot of corporate givers that are employee giving campaigns, yes. Mm-hmm. So that means that each paycheck, someone gives a little bit out of each paycheck through their payroll deductions. Mm-hmm. Those all go into a general fund, and the general fund is what becomes the grants to these wonderful nonprofit organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always looking at gaps in services, and we fund things that are meeting the needs of the county that might not be met otherwise. So we like to see sustainable and innovative programs, and that's what we look at funding. But, of course, we take donations through our website to yavapaiuw.org and through the good old-fashioned mail.
Sure. Now, tell us about the Center for Nonprofit Excellence.
We started offering classes about 3 years ago for our nonprofit partners, not just our partners. We opened it up to all nonprofits. We've even had some here from Tucson, so that's exciting. We offer classes every month that help our organizations run more effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So in April, our class will be Building an Intentional Culture, and that's going to be taught by an NAU instructor that teaches in their strategic leadership program. He's amazing. In May, we're going to have Leadership and Executive Tools for Creating Strategic Solutions. That isn't a title. It's a lot about process improvement and how to run your organization more effectively.
Mm-hmm. Now, anybody who has run a business knows the challenges involved in that. What are some of the challenges involved in running a nonprofit that sets it apart from running a business?
Well, we're always looking for ways to generate donations, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a huge county geographically, but we're a small county population-wise. And so I think because we have 1,500 registered nonprofits in Yavapai County, we are all rallying for the same donations and also volunteers.
I was just going to say, tell me the importance of volunteers in these nonprofit organizations.
Oh, volunteers make things happen. Those
sure.
are our board of directors. Those
yeah.
are people that are supporting the services. I mean, ask Carmen and Katie about their volunteer pool
mm-hmm.
at PASS.
PASS. Mm-hmm.
And those ladies are in there helping check the door and make sure everyone is safe, and they're providing meals and they're cleaning and they're supporting all those ladies and hooking them up with resources. And the world spins around volunteers.
And isn't it great how when you see people who have benefited from some of these programs, they come back and they pay it forward by being a volunteer for that agency? Isn't that great?
That's the best story, isn't it?
Oh, I just love things like that because they have benefited from it. They know the value of it,
right.
And they're going to help somebody else share those benefits. So tell us where you're located.
We're on the corner of McCormick and Willis,
mm-hmm.
downtown Prescott. We are looking for office space, so that's another donation we'd take.
So does that mean you're expanding?
We know. We have a leaky building.
Oh, okay.
And we're getting a little scared about monsoon season.
So, you know, and everybody has heard about the United Way. Exactly how widespread are you? Is it worldwide?
Oh, United Way is worldwide. Yes,
that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, it's huge. And those things that you see that happen, like having Live United behind the goalposts during NFL games,
sure.
That's one of the benefits we have of being a worldwide organization.
Yeah.
That huge amount of branding and marketing that is done at that level for us, we could never accomplish with an office of three people.
Oh, because you come pre-sold. Sure.
Right.
It's such a familiar, you know, a familiar respected name, so that's wonderful.
That's true.
And you've been involved the United Way for 3 years here. Right.
Right.
How long have you been in Arizona?
Up 7 years.
Where'd you come from?
North of Seattle in Washington.
Oh, I was up there last summer.
Okay.
North of Seattle.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, very nice. What a nice part of the country, huh?
It's beautiful. It's wet.
It's beautiful and it's wet, and there's a lot of green and blue, isn't
there? There's a lot of green.
Yeah.
And yes, I do miss the blue. I don't miss the gray.
You don't miss the gray, indeed.
No.
I'll bet you. Well, we're glad you're in Arizona and helping so much
Thank
with
you.
United Way. Tell us one more time how our listeners can contact you.
Our website's yavapaiuw.org.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number 928-778-6605.
And they want to stop by. Where's that leaky building?
The corner of McCormick and Willis.
Very good. That is Annette Olson with United Way of Yavapai County. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because we're going to talk short stories and a big workshop coming up that you'll want to be a part of if you've ever wanted to be published. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at yrmccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, my name's Ken, and I own Good Start Packaging in Bedford, New Hampshire. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. And last year, that added up to $36,000 in cash back. That's right, $36,000. Thanks to that, I was able to offer healthcare to my employees. The Spark Cash Card did a lot for my business. Imagine what it could do for yours. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
The tents are up. The savings are incredible. Save thousands right now at the Finley Toyota Prescott Tent Event. For a limited time, get your tax refund or down payment doubled. Finley Toyota Prescott will double your tax return or down payment up to $2,000, giving you up to $4,000 to put down on a new Toyota. Plus, get up to $2,000 customer cash back on Corolla and Avalon, and $1,000 on Camry. APR is as low as 1.9%. Toyota certified used APR as low as 3.9%. Save thousands right now at the Finley Toyota Prescott Tent Event. Finley Toyota Prescott will double your tax return or down payment up to $2,000, giving you up to $4,000 to put down. Come look under the big tent and find out how far your dollar goes this month. April is the month to double down at Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services, not include tax, license, title, fee, and 499. Doc, the offer expires 4/1/2019.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 224. And, Dennis Royalty, everybody in America has always thought they wanted to write a book because everybody has the life story they want to get out there. But what about short stories? Isn't that a great way to get started?
Short stories for sure, DJ. And we've just recently published the Professional Writers of Prescott, three books, two of them short stories, one of them poetry, and they're all going to be available at this upcoming program.
And this program is coming up Saturday morning, May 4th. Now, based upon what you've told me, this will not be your typical author program. So what's going to be happening for folks who might want to attend?
Okay, well, it's called How Do You Write Stories? Absolutely free admission, starting at 10 a.m. on May 4th, a Saturday. Three of our local authors will tell how they write stories and answer other questions about writing in a roughly 90-minute program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are really good folks. All of them contributed short stories to the books I mentioned. And they're each going to do a short reading, which I think is more typical of a program like this. But the heart of this particular program will be three good writers explaining how they do what they do. All members of Professional Writers of Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are these writers who are featured? Now, you say they're local, right?
They are all local.
So tell us a little something about them.
I will do. Very interesting backgrounds. Don Martin, who, by the way, is about like myself, just getting published in book form. Mm-hmm. He's been a ship navigator and an attorney. Lives in Prescott Valley. And he has the very first story in the Best Short Stories, Book One, a collection by AZ Writers. Don, varied background. He's also a snow skier. He draws from that experience in his story that is the first one in the first book. It's titled Fire and Snow. It's a story about snow skiing adventures, very well crafted by Don. We also have Sandy Nelson, who's from Prescott. She's been a teacher of English, journalism, and creative writing, no stranger to storytelling. Sandy, in fact, has written a series of mysteries that follow a character she created named Luke Hudson. She's been writing short stories also since she was 15. She has another favorite pastime of showing horses, and she's been involved with that for 45 years. Some of the stories in our collections are horse-related by Sandy, certainly knows the territory there. But the story that we're going to spend most of our time on in the May 4th program is called Egyptian Nightmare. It's a suspenseful piece. I really don't want to give more away about it than that. Mm-hmm. Just read it for yourself. And then our third writer, Greg Picard, also from Prescott, and he's one of the most productive writers I know, so we've got a real variety of experience in these authors. Greg is now working on his 15th book, I think just wrapping it up. That's 15. And he also has a very interesting background. He's worked as a park ranger for decades at a variety of parks out here in the West. So imagine all the interesting things that he's seen in his job. Greg shares that background in some of his stories. The one called The Traveler that's in our books, we'll be talking about that on the program on May 4th. So if you like national and state parks, and who doesn't, you'll enjoy Greg's stories.
Now, these three authors, of course, sound very interesting, so I have to ask you, how'd you find them for the program coming up on May 4th?
You know, believe it or not, I didn't even know about their backgrounds until I asked them to participate. I was very impressed by their short stories. Of course, I have a couple of stories in the short story books, so when I bought the books at one of our meetings, I read through, first I suggested this program, and then I read through some of the work, and all three of them just really impressed me, and I know that anyone who comes to the program will be just as impressed. Really mm-hmm. good folks.
Now, you'll be the moderator for the program, and that sounds like it's going to be right down your alley based upon your own employment history.
Yes, that's the case. And, you know, I thought that a question and answer format would really be fun. I've got a background in interviewing, having spent 27 years as a reporter and editor with the Indianapolis Star. That's Indiana's largest newspaper. My wife and I moved to Prescott Valley in retirement 3 years ago. So I enjoy interviewing, as you obviously do, DJ. Mm-hmm. I'll try to live up to your high standards.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time anyone's ever said high standards and DJ in the same sentence, so I appreciate that very much. Now, what about if people at the seminar, they want to buy some of those books they hear about?
Well, we'd certainly love that to happen. The books came about thanks to Pat Fogarty, president of the Writers mm-hmm. Group.
Hello, Pat.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening. And he sought submissions not only for short stories but mm-hmm. poems. More than 100 members are in our group, and dozens of them submitted stories. So they fill three books, Best Short Stories, Books 1 and 2, and Best Poetry. All of them will be available for purchase at the program. And everyone who needs to know this, proceeds will be used mm-hmm. to fund other free local writing programs by our writing groups here in Prescott and Prescott Valley. So this is going to a good cause. Everybody donated their work. No writer got paid for this. Mm-hmm. In the spirit of full disclosure, I do have, as I mentioned, one story apiece in the short story books. What a great kick it has been to see my work get published in book form. I've had my byline in the newspaper work many, many times. Mm-hmm. But I think this is a special thrill to have your stories, in my case, from a projected memoir that I'm trying to write, show up in these books.
Now, tell us again about the time and location of this program for anybody who wants to be in the audience.
Certainly. It's going to begin at 10 a.m. in the Founders Suite of the Prescott Public Library, 215 East Goodwin. That's 10 a.m. Saturday, May 4th. The Founders Suite, as most of you know, is a big meeting room on the first floor. If you're not familiar with it, and you arrive at the library from the parking lot, turn left at the front door, head as far as you can toward the wall. That takes you to the Founders Suite. And I really want to thank Ruthie Hewitt of the library staff in particular. It's been so easy to work with and helpful in lining up this program.
And speaking of the Founders Suite, anybody who wants to get their first taste of the professional writers of Prescott, they can do it tonight, can't they?
They're absolutely right. Our meeting's tonight at 6 o'clock, and those meetings are open. We hope that if you're really interested in writing, you'll become a member. But those are wide open. We have good speakers. Tonight's meeting is going to be a number of the members reading from their works. It's called Open Mic. Ordinarily, there's a guest speaker. But tonight, you can actually hear from the work of a lot of our writers, including myself.
And what you'll hear when you attend these, now these are always on the fourth Tuesday of each month at 6 o'clock in the Founders Suite at the Prescott Public Library. And what you're going to find out is some of the frustrations, some of the pleasures, and a lot of tips about getting published, some of the things to try, some of the things to avoid, because it's best to learn from someone else's mistakes and from someone else's experiences, right?
Precisely. And we have such a variety of experience. We have one fella, Mike Rothmiller, who I know has been on your show
several times.
And this is a guy who's been on the New York Times book list.
25 books.
Yes, and then we have, and he's just a wonderful, he does one of the talks at the program every year. So good. But then we have just a variety of other folks who are pretty new to authorship. And so if that's you and you're out there in the audience and you want to join in, come see us either tonight or on the May 4th program.
Dennis, what I find interesting, too, about the professional writers of Prescott is that several of the members are in our age group, and several of those are retired and finally now have the time to compose their thoughts and write the book that's always been churning inside of them. And it seems like everybody has had that story in there somewhere. And isn't it funny how once someone gets that story, it comes pouring out. And I always, whenever I interview, because I think you know that I interviewed quite a few nationally published authors on my show because I have agreements with three major national publishers. And I always ask every writer I talk to this question. At some point in the writing of your book, did you find the storylines and the characters coming at you so fast that the story began to write itself and you had to keep up? And they either say absolutely, or they say, you must be a writer, because only a writer could understand how that feels. True?
Yes, that is true. And my background from newspapering, it's just so essential to do a good job of researching. Reporting, it would be my term for it.
Yeah.
But researching. And of course, if you've had experiences, and those are what I'm relying on in this memoir that I'm working on very slowly, but yeah. A couple of those articles did make it into the short story books.
Sure.
And I find writing is something that you've just got to do often if you really want to be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let that muscle just kind of atrophy. You've got to keep it at work.
Yeah. And, you know, when you were a kid, can you remember at a very young age being a fan of books, newspapers, magazines?
Oh, absolutely. And I was really fired by, my imagination fired by a journalism instructor back at Frankfort High School in Frankfort, Indiana, by the name of Hilda Kearns. And she would recommend books, and she would critique your work. And she actually got me an opportunity to go to a high school journalism institute at Indiana University when I was a junior, and then again as a senior. And from that, I just decided, here, this is what I want to be. This is where I'm going to go. Got the taste of the journalism school at IU, and then from there, joined the student newspaper staff. Had the opportunity to then build a career out of this 30 years in newspapering.
And when you first got involved in it, how anxious did you get when you thought you had the chance to be the first one to break a story? Doesn't that just fire you up?
Well, absolutely. It's a calling, really.
Yeah, it is.
And also a service to the public.
Mm-hmm.
But to be on the scene and be able to tell stories. One, I don't know if we've got a break coming up, but
we're good.
One, okay, I wanted to just mention that one of my articles that's in the best short story books is I was just pretty much a brand new reporter with the Indianapolis Star and the Northern Indiana Bureau stationed at Purdue University. And I'd only been there a month or so, and boom, we had one of the worst tornadoes in the state of Indiana history. And I was sent to cover one of the places where the tornado hit the hardest, which was Monticello, April 3rd, 1974. And so in the process of sending back articles about that, there were a number of people who died, including there was a van of students that was on its way back from Illinois to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and just happened by terrible timing to be going through Monticello. And the van was picked up by the tornado, thrown off a bridge into water 50 feet below. Five people lost their lives. One teenager was blown out or swam out of the back of the van and was recovered by people. I interviewed her in the hospital the next day. And just a amazingly composed young woman, given what she'd been through. Her name was Karen Stott, 17 at the time. Well, you talked about now we're retired, moved to Prescott Valley. I've always wondered what's happened to Karen, what's happened to her life. And so not quite 2 years ago, I called her. I spotted her on the Internet, and she had written some memories of this accident. And I called her. We had a very nice interview. 43 years later, believe it or not, her name is Karen Stotts Myatt. She lives in, has three kids, lives in Utah. And being able to go back over, relive that story, revisit that story, and then to add to it how Karen is doing today was just, that's the kind of thing that just I've always been drawn to, just, huge curiosity. Mm-hmm. And I think people will find that story and her comments uplifting.
You know, I'm sure you as a journalist can appreciate this. When I was living in San Diego about 10 years ago, it was the 30th anniversary of the day Pacific Southwest Airlines jumbo jet went down into a neighborhood just off, I believe, the 405 or off the 5, and it destroyed the neighborhood. Well, on the 30th anniversary, several journalists who were on hand for the day it went down got back together and did an interview with the a San Diego magazine about that. And every single person was like they were right back there again. They could recall the sights, the sounds, the smells, everything. Mm-hmm. It was like being right back there again. Isn't that something?
Yeah, well, they call it the power of the press. And while newspapers, print newspapers, have diminished in readership, so many folks involved with the electronics and the social media, I think reporting is always going to have a place. I think it's still just as much a calling as when I got into it years ago. And I would want to give a little nod to the Arizona Republic for the series they just published about Sandra Day O'Connor. I think it was a 10 or 11 part series. I learned a lot that I didn't know and was reminded of other things. She's certainly one of the icons from our state.
Absolutely.
And what a service that was by the Republic.
And you know, you talk about newspapers are dwindling. I don't think they're doing anything wrong. I think there are too many free sources of news who are stealing from the hard work of newspapers, because it costs money to produce and distribute that newspaper, doesn't it?
Yeah, we used to joke back in the old days that the radio and TV folks, their stories were kind of as told by the Indianapolis Star. So that's flattering on one hand. On the other hand, the 24-hour news cycle, we all want to know about it right when it happens.
Sure.
But there's a certain amount of perspective that needs to be brought, I think, that only newspapers can do, and magazines.
Yeah.
And so they have resorted to, if you can't beat them, join them, online coverage, and I'm sure a lot of folks here probably read both the local paper and the Arizona Republic with online subscriptions.
You know, with the local paper, the Prescott Daily Courier, I have my issues with them, as everyone does from time to time. But Tim Wiederanders, the senior editor, he said something a few months ago that really stuck with me. He said, you know, people call the paper all the time and say, why aren't you guys doing a story about what this guy is doing, what this guy is doing, and this criminal enterprise and this, that? He says, we check it out. There's nothing to it. What you've heard is wrong. We're not going to print it unless we can prove it. How often has that happened in your newspaper career when you checked it out and the people just had the wrong information?
It's happened numerous times. In fact, I went on to become the city editor of the Indianapolis Star and kind of the point person for the local news report every day and on Sunday, with the help of a lot of trained, outstanding journalists.
Mm-hmm.
But that is commonplace. And I can't tell you how many times a reporter, particularly the newer ones, would come in and you would send them back out and say, we need both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of folks who are skeptical about that, that's really what goes on in a newsroom. But we're trained. That's our training. To be as objective as humanly possible, to, and both sides reporting is what you need to bring
sure.
to the table. And when you do that, the readership appreciates it.
And you know, when I read letters to the editor in different papers, I see there are an awful lot of people who really honestly don't know the differences between a newspaper article, a column, and a letter to the editor, and a blog. There's a big difference among all four of those. Some people can't tell the difference, and they lump it all under media, and they stain everybody with the same brush.
Well, I think that's a great perspective, and you're absolutely right. In the news columns, you're held to a standard of objectivity. But a column, a signed column, should be labeled as such,
mm-hmm.
and that's the perspective of the author, just as the so are the letters to the editor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it should be kind of a marketplace of ideas in newspaper.
Yeah.
But in the news columns, those are sacred in my mind, where you're always striving to tell the whole story as well as you can. And I know there's a point of opinion that that's not getting done consistently, but that's the goal for those of us who are responsible journalists.
You bet. We are talking with Dennis Royalty. More coming up with Dennis in just a moment. In the meantime, we're going to check local and state news and weather and come back with Dennis for more. We'll talk short stories coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs visit the Pittsburgh Pirates Tuesday afternoon at 4, Monday at 11:30, my 99.9 FM in Prescott, my 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 23rd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A bear located in Prescott Valley has been safely moved to another area.
The bear was spotted in the Old Town Plaza parking lot Sunday night. Arizona Game and Fish spokesman Larry Phoenix says they got a call from Prescott Valley Police.
He was spotted the day before. If this was a large adult male bear, we would have euthanized him on the first go-round. It's just too dangerous for us to capture and release a large adult male bear.
The bear ran up a tree at a nearby home and remained there until wildlife managers could respond and tranquilize it. Phoenix explains,
a bear that returns a second time typically has to be euthanized because at this point he's become too habituated to finding food in town.
Residents should keep pet food inside and all uneaten food should be removed. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
A 20% chance for light scattered rain this afternoon. Otherwise, a partly sunny high today near 69. Cooling after bedtime to a mostly cloudy 45. Then clearing with sunny highs tomorrow and Thursday around 79. Friday, 81. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for an afternoon spot shower. Mostly sunny highs today near 78, cooling to a mostly clear 49 overnight, warming to a sunny 89 tomorrow and Thursday, 92 Friday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Hello, this is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant. We've been a favorite destination of locals and visitors for over 30 years. In our charming, landmark, historic building, we serve downtown Prescott's freshest seafood, juiciest prime rib, and fresh baked bread from our in-house bakery. Choose us for that private lunch meeting, special occasion dinner, happy hour after work, and Sunday champagne brunch. Make reservations today for Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. View our menus, murphysprescott.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 249 with Dennis Royalty, and boy, do you have a history. In fact, tell us about your experiences with the legendary basketball coach, Bobby Knight.
I'm happy to do that, DJ. I just happened to graduate from Indiana University in 1971, and my first job was as a sports writer with a paper that's since gone under called the Bloomington Courier Tribune, and I was assigned the IU basketball beat. And that very year was when Bob took the job at IU. So the Bob night that I remember, the Bobby night, most people wouldn't remember too well. He was a very thin man. He had just come from Army. Most people didn't know a whole lot about him, frankly. He'd done pretty well with Army. But Indiana at the time was a run-and-gun basketball program. Well, that was not his way. And so Bob, I would have to say, is one of the most brilliant basketball coaches. I'm a big basketball fan that I've ever seen in action. He also turned off so many people, and even me, particularly my wife, ultimately, with his temper tantrums and his behavior later at IU. But I have a different knowledge of Bob Knight. He had another side to the man. I will, and I hope to write about this in my memoir, but he was always respectful of me and my role. He had not grown too big for his britches yet with most news reporters. Eventually he did. But at the time, he thought that I did a good job of covering the team. And I'll never forget, we were at the Big Ten coaches meeting in Chicago covering that. And I'd invited my father to come over from Aurora, Illinois. And we were sitting in the audience, and I'd taken notes like mad. And he'd finished his speech and all the other coaches theirs. And I suddenly looked up at the table. My dad and I are sitting there, and there's Bob. And he spent the next 5, 6, 7 minutes bragging about me to my dad. And it was one of, it was a very meaningful moment to me.
Wow.
It meant an awful lot. Another little story about him. We had a sports, when Bob first came, the team didn't do too well right at the start. Kind of a rocky road, and our sports writer really, our sports editor, a fellow named Bob Owens, really ripped into him in his columns, and his coaching was so different than what Indiana fans were used to. And I'm sitting at my desk one day, and the phone rings, and I answered it. And I'm maybe 10 feet away from Bob Owens, and it was Knight. And he said, "What do I have to do to get on his good side?" And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, he's sitting right over here. I'll just transfer you." And they talked for probably half an hour.
Oh.
And after that, they became very close friends. And I believe that when our paper folded, Bob was a handicapped person and disabled. And he wound up getting a job on the copy desk of the Columbus newspaper, Columbus, Ohio. Well, Bob, of course, had gone to Ohio State University. And I always believed, I heard this, but I could never confirm it. I always believed that Bob got that job on the copy desk thanks to Bob Knight. So just a little bit of a different take on him. I have seen some temper tantrums. He threw a basketball in my direction once when he was angry. I don't believe he intended to hit me, but his temper would get away from him at times. But I just want people to know here late in his life that not only was he somebody who was just explosive and often profane, but he did an awful lot of nice things.
And he recognized you had a job to do. That is Dennis Royalty. Give us very quickly a wrap-up of, once again, when the short story seminar is.
It's May 4th, 10 a.m. That's a Saturday at the Prescott Library. We'd love to have you.
That is great. That is Dennis Royalty with the Professional Writers of Prescott. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to have, let's see, Jim Natal for the Library Southwest series. Also, Tom Agostino for Pete Seeger's 100th birthday folk concert, and Shirley and Paul Baskin for Grants to You. That is Q&A tomorrow coming up. We got a little bit more time here, so let me fill that with letting you know what's coming up. You can learn how to apply for grants with nonprofits and charities when you talk to Shirley and Paul Baskin. They will be here tomorrow for Grants to You. And stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming away at 3 o'clock. Diamondbacks baseball coming to you live from Pittsburgh at 4. And stay tuned for Q&A tomorrow at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you have the need for speed, don't miss the Tuesday Night Classic. Tonight at the Harkins 14, it's Top Gun, starring Tom Cruise, Kelly McGillis, Anthony Edwards, and Cary Elwes. Then tomorrow at the Prescott Oaks Theater, it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which won the Big Four Oscars back in the early 70s with Jack Nicholson. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Diamondbacks Baseball live from Pittsburgh at 4, then tomorrow on Q&A, Jim Natal, Tom Agostino, and Shirley and Paul Baskin. That's tomorrow at 2 on Q&A, when I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.